Next topic, direct experience is the true refuge.
That is just true. There is nothing to add to that, I guess.
I would add that sometimes I found I was sort of forgetting or ignoring an aspect of experience, and it would help to just loosen from the visual sense to sort of think, oh, actually, I'm being really tight in my back or something like that. Remembering that experience goes beyond just the visual sense, even though the visual sense is the primary object.
I think also the conversations around mapping and sharing experiences and understanding the broader trajectories of different patterns is fun and helpful, while at the same time pointing back to the revelations come from the direct experience, not from expecting something or looking for a pattern, but actually being willing to let it reveal itself to me instead. And so staying in the practice and the direct experience is where the practice is found.
So to continue on the direct experience, it helped to be reminded of, in a sort of direct pointing sense, that this is what we're supposed to be examining, not, you know, my ideas about what practice is or my ideas about what I'm supposed to be getting out of it or what issues I should address, but this thing that is happening, that is the thing that is happening.
It's very, very easy to distract yourself or avoid something by going into mapping or going into intellectual analytical conversation or thinking. So it's always good to, you know, as helpful as those things can be sometimes, to remember, okay, I'm getting distracted here. Why am I doing this? What's going on? Let me just refocus. Bringing yourself back to direct experience. As someone once told me, this is not a mapping practice. It's a sensations practice. And this is very, very true. It was a very helpful reminder to me that as tempting as it can be to map, think about where you are, that is ultimately a distraction from where you actually are. There's something behind it, some aspect of suffering, some hindrance that's leading you to map. And if you can just notice that and then move on, continue looking at direct experience, it helps you avoid falling into that trap.
I learned that it doesn't really matter for me what the direct experience is. What matters way more to me is how I relate to any given direct experience. That helped me learn a lot.
Next topic is intermittent pointing out is really helpful.
So on that same theme of remembering this moment is all there could ever be, is all there is. There is literally no other basis of realization or practice. And to remind ourselves again and again and again that this is it. It shall not be found in any past moment or future moment. It's now or never, again and again and again, to keep that emphasis on immediacy, on this rather than imagined that, and to keep reminding ourselves and help point that out to each other can be really helpful.
Someone gave me this amazing transmission, which was essentially now, now, now. It's this moment, it's this experience, now. And that was just hammered in over and over. And I found that profoundly helpful.
I agree, even though it seems really obvious. It seems like the most obvious thing in the world, and yet the continual reminders about it was the most helpful thing almost.
It's amazing both how easy it is to forget and how important it is to remember.
Personality types, 3 defilements, 5 sky dancers. So this was a topic that came up in conversation. Everyone is a different type of wizard here. Everyone's got their own strengths and their own types. In conversation, discussing this, we found it really useful to think of it in terms of several different systems. One being the 3 defilements of being a more ignorant type person, a more aversive type person, or like me, a more desirous type person. And knowing which of the 3 defilements is your favorite distraction from reality can be really helpful. You can look at that. And some of the old texts discuss different types of teachings or techniques for these, but just in general, it's really helpful to know what your weakness is, essentially, what your kryptonite is. And then another system or typology that came up was the 5 Buddha families, or the 5 sky dancers. Chögyam Trungpa talks about, in one of his books, but is another demarcation.
Yeah, so you'd find that one in Journey Without Goal. I think it's chapter 9, the five Buddha families, just extremely useful for thinking about colors and directions and ways of relating to experience and emotions and each other and the practice, and thinking about if you have a more cutting mind, a more spacious mind, a more structured mind, a more expansive mind, a more sort of seductive or drawing mind, and to work with your type and to think about the other aspects of experience that you may not have developed as well, or those other attributes, and thinking about how to reinforce those or at least address those in some kind of way can be very helpful.
When there is no urgency, you can have immediacy. You can sit down and allow and appreciate.
I was reflecting on feeling grateful to not be in an urgent state of being and not captured by destination-based thinking that there's somewhere to get to. And as I was sinking into feeling the beauty it is to have a space created where there is no urgency, so things can slow down. And at that time, also, somebody said, without having that state of urgency, then you can be in immediacy, which points to being able to be actually present, actually aware of what's happening within the now, more intimate with the now than imagining there's somewhere to get to or something needs to be done. And that's particularly framing it in a practice where there's stages. It can be, oh, I want to get to another stage, or there's an insight or a path, or we're on this journey. We're all at the same time. It's super helpful because there is a sequential reality that I experienced at the same time adhering to the now, because everything we've created it, in my experience, didn't induce any urgent states. And that was conducive.
Well, there's a really great book on all these topics called Mastering the Core Teachings of the Buddha by Daniel M. Ingram. Highly recommended. Everyone should read it many times if you're considering doing this practice. And one of my favorite quotes from that book is, intimacy with reality is bought at the price of transcendence. Transcendence from reality is bought at the price of intimacy. You can't have one without the other. So having that kind of intimacy with reality